From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Renewed clashes at Israeli-Palestinian holy site. Israeli police and Palestinian worshippers clashed Thursday outside a revered holy site in the Old City within Jerusalem after Israel removed the final elements of security measures it installed there earlier this month. It is not clear what precipitated the latest clashes, but AP reports that Palestinians threw rocks at Israeli police, who responded with tear gas and rubber bullets as they were stationed at the gates to the site. According to the Palestinian Red Crescent, at least 37 Palestinians were hurt in the confrontation, including some who were hit by the rubber bullets or beaten. Several of those suffered broken bones, according to the group. The clashes arose after Muslim leaders in Jerusalem gave permission for their worshippers to re-enter the site, which they had been boycotting over the increased security measures. According to Human Rights Watch, an Iraqi army division trained by the U.S. military allegedly assassinated several dozen prisoners in the final days of battle to recapture Mosul's old city from Islamic State. Now, the rights group, in a report issued Thursday, is urging the U.S. to end support for the Iraqi Army's 16th Division, pending a probe into what it believes are war crimes. A watchdog said the alleged executions were witnessed by two international observers who said that they saw a group of Iraqi soldiers take four naked men down an alley and then they heard gunshots. The observers said the soldiers informed them the prisoners were ISIS fighters. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Turkish prime minister has met with executives of leading German businesses operating in Turkey in a bid to allay concerns over German-Turkish tensions. According to reports, a number of German companies are under investigation for alleged links to last year's failed coup. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Prime Minister Binali Yildirim sat down with executives of German companies in Turkey, bringing the message they have nothing to fear.
İş yapan Alman şirketlerini...
Yildirim said the government views the companies as part of the Turkish economy. His comments come after Turkish authorities sent a list to Berlin of German companies allegedly implicated in last year's failed coup to unseat President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Ankara has said the list was sent by mistake and that German companies were not under investigation. But with nearly 1,000 Turkish companies seized in the post-coup crackdown and German nationals also held, business analysts warn there is growing concern among German companies in Turkey. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Some regional analysts say Ankara could pay an economic price for the tensions with its biggest trading partner, the biggest threat being the possibility of Western banks reducing loans the Turkish economy depends upon. The U.S. military's top general says there's been no change yet to the military's possible on transgender personnel, despite President Donald Trump's announcement on Twitter that they will be banned from serving in any capacity. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, wrote in a memo obtained by VOA, quote, "There will be no modification to the current policy until the president's direction has been received by the Secretary of Defense and the secretary has issued implementation guidance." The chairman's spokesman, Navy Captain Greg Hitz, told VOA that Dunford had sent out the note on Thursday morning and it was addressed to the military service chiefs, commanders, and enlisted leaders. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said on Wednesday he does not plan to step down as the head of the State Department. While meeting with Qatari Foreign Minister, Tillerson said he will stay on as long as President Trump lets him.
I'm not going anywhere.
How long will you stay for?
As long as the president lets me.
How's your relationship with the president right now?
Good.
Recent reports had been swirling that Tillerson's relationship with the White House was strained because of differences. Taiwan electronics giant Foxconn Wednesday announced plans to build a large LCD display panel screen plant in the state of Wisconsin, news that President Donald Trump praised.
It will be about the biggest there is anywhere.
The state is offering Foxconn $3 billion in incentives and will sign a memorandum of understanding sometime today. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palka from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.